So it's now 3 o'clock. We invite those of you who have questions to come forward and ask your questions. For those of you who have comments, we'll wait for the second part of this consultation. But I already have a few names of people who want to address questions. And maybe some of my colleagues also will have some questions. I know I have a few. So we'll start with Mr. Robert Kitchen, please, one of the Taliban. Welcome, sir. Merci d'être là. Just make sure you wait.
Just 2-1-2. We'll see. I didn't think I'd be first, but I'll try my best. My name is Robert Kitchen. I'd like to wish everybody in the room here Happy New Year, Merry Christmas to you, the panel. I traveled from Nemska last night. So my wife lives in Nemska. We moved to Nemska a few years ago. So our trap line is not far from that area, so it's very easy access. It's W5B. It's in the Lake Teodat area. The Taliban of W5B. And I'll be making a presentation later on some of the concerns I have over the development in that area. I'll do my presentation and my questions in English. The only thing I see, the way the process is being run here, is that it's being done on a piecemeal basis. Meaning that a certain number of kilometers of road is developed, then you come back to the table, ask for another piece of road to be developed, and so on. And this has been going on for past 50 years, I guess, in West Wampanoag territory, even more. They start off with one road, then they continue with one road, and it just expands further north. And the question I would like to pose is that I would like to see the bigger picture of it all. Yes, you say you're not going to cross the Broadback River. Yeah, but your road is going to be right at the river. And you're going to have tons of good supply of wood on the other side. 127 cubic meters is not much wood. The other question I have is, what about issues relating to mitigation works on moose yards, beaver, and the bear? Those are prime meat that we eat as Cree people. So has that been taken into account? Well, it has to be taken into account. What is the economic benefit for West Wanapee on these proposed roads or forestry and development as whole? Looking at what's there, I know you realize the West Wanapee industry and forestry is really down right now, and we never got a company to come to us and say, "Hey, let's make it happen. Let's do it together." It's everybody on their own right now. And I think that has to be really reviewed carefully. I think it has to be taken an approach where how the mining companies are being developed right now, where they have impact benefit agreements. I think we're going to have to start looking at that process because there's not much wood left. And I don't know how much time it takes for that wood down south to regenerate. Are they into the second generation of wood cutting in the southern area? I don't know. Maybe that'd be a question that the companies can answer. But there's a long period of time there. So I got about four or five
Joe,
questions there.
Can I stop you here? And we'll just, as a proponent,
sure.
I think your questions are very clearly presented. So maybe some people, des gens, voudraient répondre aux questions.
Others would like to answer those questions, maybe? Mr. Kitchen's questions?
Well, regarding the for moose, beaver, and bear. As far as we know, these species are not threatened or vulnerable. So normally, mitigation measures, they pertain more to threatened or vulnerable species. But no, anyway, if there's a moose yard, for example, like I said, there's the deviation management chart. So it allows to deviate the road slightly a little bit. So that could be used just to make sure that the road doesn't go right in the moose yard, right? That could be one mitigation measure.
As for the other questions concerning the big picture and also the impact for the community of Waswanipi, and I think that you also had this, you're working on this idea of IBA agreement with the community.
I would like to answer insofar as the impact for the Waswanipi community. When there is construction of road in the different sectors, most of the time, the companies that are able to build road are invited, be it people from Waswanipi or elsewhere. So we should go about it in the same way in this case.
The picture, Providence cannot go further up north because it's protected areas. So there is no industrial development allowed in these areas. So the road has got to stop there where it is, as it is projected now. The layout that's projected now, that's the one. It can't go further up north after that. You can't cross Broadback River. You can't go north of it because it's protected areas. They're not allowed.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. But again, that has to be more clear. I think there's a lot of issues that overlap here on that area. He mentioned a few, but there are a lot of other issues that have to be looked at closely. By saying the bigger picture, that has to be brought to the table at one time or another, because we cannot build roads at a certain kilometer, then bring it back, build other roads. We have to be able to see what the whole design is going to be, not with just these companies, the other companies that are affecting the other areas also.
As you are probably aware, there's other roads that are being studied by the COMEX right now.
Yes, I am aware of that.
So which is a totally different proponent? But that will this process is an ongoing process too.
They plan to interlink with some of these other roads, right?
Non, pas vraiment.
Okay.
No, not really.
C'est la proposition de Barrette-Chappé.
It is Barrette-Chappé's proposal, and you can find all the complete information on the project on the COMEX website.
Presentation later on.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Kitchen. Yeah.